This is Neil Whiteside. Cambridge 105
Radio. And as always, we do ask our guests to get in early. In this case, 24 hours early, Tanya. Well done.
Well, I don't like to be late, Neil.
No. Well, your diary and my diary between us, but there we are. So, Tanya, you're from Spirus Marketing, which is one of our advertisers and one of our supporters here at Cambridge 105 Radio. But we can tell from your voice, you're not from around these parts.
I'm not. And when I talk about South Africa, my accent seems to be even more South African. So it's just one of those things, I'm afraid. But yeah, I've been here for 18 years. So I should have less of an accent, but it's just there, I'm afraid. But I quite enjoy it.
And as a South African, I mean, you're part of a growing band over here. I mean, in my own business life, I was always bumping into South African people, and they're good people to deal with. I always enjoyed them. Straight talking is, I think, the word I would use.
Yes.
But that's a good thing.
I think we just waste a lot less time that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, definitely straight talking. But certainly when I came over 18 years ago, the world has kind of just been open to South Africans after our first democratic general election. So
yeah, I mean, that was the thing. Was I used to work for Barclays, and we had real trouble with apartheid because Barclays.
Well,
did,
of course.
Barclays. Yeah, but Barclays yeah. was still Barclays supported. Yep. The apartheid regime.
Yes, I
know. They said there's got to be an international bank out there and it might as well be us. But that was a nightmare for times because we had strict instructions on what you could and couldn't say and all these sorts of things. But that was great when Nelson Mandela was released and everything's changed, isn't it?
I know, exactly. So, the 1995 World Cup, if you've not seen the film Invictus, watch it because I lived in that time and it was amazing. Such an incredible time in South Africa.
A real rebirth, a real land of new opportunities.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we are optimistic people. We try and we've had a rough 10 years, 15 mm-hmm. years as of late. But we're South Africans tend to be very optimistic people and people who just want to get on with things. So lots of South Africans I know that are around here or in the UK are in some sort of entrepreneurial business, self-employed thing, whereas, you know, obviously they didn't have the patience to just wait and just went and did it themselves.
Fair enough. So you, as a person, you've been a member of the South African Chamber of Commerce for some time. So what does that do? What's the Chamber of Commerce do?
Well, I mean, obviously the Chamber of Commerce, like any Chamber of Commerce, strives to have better business links. And for the South African Chamber of Commerce in particular is obviously to promote the UK-South African trade relations. And they always attract really high profile speakers, have fantastic events, but they've always been in London mm-hmm. Until very recently. So, so that's kind of why I'm here today.
Because what's happened now then?
Well, I've just been lucky enough to be asked to represent the South African Chamber of Commerce in the east of England. They are spreading out across the entire UK in different regions. And so that means we can have regional events, we can do regional networking, which just, you know, gives a bigger reach to the South African Chamber of Commerce. And in a very exciting kind of year, really.
And does that change by region as well? Because you tend to think, whenever you think of London, you either think of creative or you think of financial institutions. So you can imagine a friend of mine, her daughter works for Investec, big South African bank. Mm-hmm. That's London, that's all Docklands. And da-da. In Cambridge, we think of technology. Is that a fair thing? Is it sort of, are there South African tech companies up here?
Goodness, there's all sorts of South Africans over here. There are people that are in business like me, but there are people that are dentists, physiotherapists.
Yes.
you had Trevor Chapman from Anglia, with the hearing aids and those kind of things.
Yes.
Exactly. So it really differs. And actually, I'm quite excited to see what the East of England has to offer in terms of what kind of businesses or what kind of people are here that want to connect.
So how are people going to connect with you? What sort of framework and network is it going to, what shape is it going to take?
Yeah, so basically it's kind of open to us to kind of create this community however we want to do it. So it's really kind of nice open format. You do not have to be a member of the South African Chamber of Commerce, but obviously there are benefits to being a South African Chamber of Commerce member, but you don't have to be initially. You can just come along for the networking. You don't even actually have to be South African. You just have to want to either be enthusiastic about South Africa mm-hmm. or want to do business in South Africa. But there's a Facebook group that you can ask to join. And if you find our Spirus Marketing Facebook page, there's a link on there that'll direct you to the page.
Okay. So why is the best thing about being South African the best thing? Well, I'm going to tell you what you're going to say, because I've got actually some samples of food and drink in front of me. Is it the food? Is that really for you the thing that does it?
I will have to say the thing I miss the most in South Africa would be, well, two things. Sunshine.
Well, I knew you were going to say that.
And people. I do miss the beach. I do. Especially our Rainbow Nation is a very vibrant mix together, and I love that. But luckily enough, I was able to visit the South African food shop in Toft.
They've been around for a while, haven't they?
They've been Jenny and Justin. Yes, they have. And I've brought you some things to try that are very, very South African.
Well, I'm going to start with the things I know, because you've got biltong here. I used to come across South Africans quite a lot in my working life when I had a proper job. And in fact, I worked with a lady who was from South Africa for a couple of years, and she would just sit with a pack of biltong on her desk, and she would sometimes, you'd walk into her office and she'd say, take this away. Because I'm just eating the... This is biltong. What is biltong exactly?
Biltong is dried and cured meat. And you've got beef biltong there. Mm-hmm. But obviously in South Africa, we have all numerous kinds of antelope and animals that we, change into biltong. Mm-hmm. But, yes.
This is delicious. Very salty.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, this next thing, I've got to tell you... This looks like something if I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. What is this?
That is droewors.
Okay.
Okay, that's with the Afrikaans way of pronouncing it.
Droewors.
Droewors.
Oh, droewors.
Dried sausage, translated.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so it's just sausage.
And it's also dried and cured, similar to biltong.
Hmm. But in the same way.
Yeah.
Like bacon and sausage here.
Yeah.
You can... Oh, that's just...
You see?
That is really tasty.
Aren't you glad I didn't bring you a vuvuzela?
Why, what's that? Oh,
you know,
the noisy things.
The big noisy things that, you know, we thought the 2010 World Cup would be tarnished by corruption, but it was ended up being tarnished by a vuvuzela.
You lot, you. And then to wash all this down, we've got some, what is this drink?
Cream soda.
Okay. That's nice, isn't it?
You can't really appreciate it, actually, in the can like that. It's a beautiful green colour.
It is, isn't it?
Almost a Cambridge 105 green.
It's a glow-in-the-dark green. Yeah. I'm not a fan of cream soda, but that is actually really sweet.
Yes, it's not like the American one,
no,
is it?
No, it's got a lovely taste. Okay, mm-hmm. And then for pudding?
For pudding, you've got a cook sister.
Okay, and what is it?
It's kind of like a donut that's been, you know, left to absorb in a very sweet, syrupy...
Very treacly.
I don't think you could have many of those.
You know, like a rhubarb, the sort of thing you get in a Turkish restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes like lovely. It's all beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And this is all from the shop in Toft.
That's from the shop in Toft, where we are going to have our very first event as well.
Ah.
Appropriately on Freedom Day, the 27th of April.
Right.
Between 12 and 2. And yeah, just come along. Anybody that would like to come along, we're going to have... probably a braai, which is the South African word for barbecue.
Okay.
And, you know, Jenny and Justin will be there, and there'll be lots of South African produce, and, yeah, it should be a good day.
This is great. So in terms of the future, it's down to all the people who join up to decide really what you want to do with it.
Exactly. And, you know, we've got lots of... I've had contact yesterday from a cafe in Cambridge that is interested in maybe doing an event with us. And obviously, this is now... I'm focusing from where I'm starting out, but it is the east of England.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had people from Norwich join up. It's Suffolk, Norfolk, Hertfordshire, Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire. That's the region. It's a pretty big region.
Good, isn't it?
But I'm, you know, obviously I'm based here, so I'm starting from here and working out.
Okay. So if people want to start and get involved in this, you start with Facebook and you get to
start
that.
With Facebook, yeah, absolutely. And you know, we can kind of go from there, just make it what we wanted it to be, really.
Okay, brilliant. Just remind us again on that first event.
27th of April 2019, Freedom Day in South Africa.
So that's not, if you're from South Africa, I'm sitting there going, oh, yeah, okay.
Well, I don't know.
But you're going to know that date.
Yes, it's the first democratic election held in 1994.
Right, okay, yeah. Lovely. And that's at the Toft shop in Toft?
Toft shop, and it will be between 12 and 2. But, you know, details will obviously be on that Facebook page.
Lovely. All right, well, it's lovely to see you.
Yes, you too. Thank you for that. Well, absolutely.
Lovely. That's Tania Verdonk. She's from Spirus Marketing, but she's also starting up the new South African Chambers of Commerce East of England. Is that
right?
Right,
yeah? That's perfect.
Very good. Thanks. Nice to see you, Tania.
All right, Neil. Thank you.
Bye.